Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Back in the studio, and we have not only a guest today, but we have our new co-host. Can we please welcome Dr. Christina DeGange?
Yay.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
If you remember, Dr. Christina was on the show with me a few segments ago for our sexy salads piece. And we certainly work quite well together. And we have decided to go forward. And appropriately, we're speaking this show about breast health. And actually, how this whole thing started was Dr. Christina had done quite a bit of research. Is that correct on your own?
Right. A professor of mine referenced an article in class one day, and it was information I had never heard before. So I was inspired to share that information with the patients, and then found a lot of other great stuff that I just felt was something everyone needed to know, women.
Well, and you're a dork like me because you like to do research.
I love research.
How many hours do you think you put into your breast health workshop?
Oh, probably at least 10 to 12.
Research boobs a lot too, though.
Of course you do.
Yes.
Well, and I sat in on this breast health workshop, and you know, there was a couple things that you said that completely were new information for me that really got me interested in some things that I can change that are completely doable. So for example, I'm listening to you talk at the breast health workshop, and my first thought is, I will never not wear a bra. Right? I mean, come on, like, you can't do that in today's world as a professional woman, as a doctor. I can't go in and be adjusting people, and I'm fairly well endowed, so I can't necessarily be braless. It's just not acceptable for women who have a chest of any sort in our country.
Why is that?
That's a good question.
America,
I mean,
right?
Culturally, we're taught to smush them, heat them, lock them in place, right?
You're not supposed
absolutely
to see them.
Jiggling of any kind is provocative, and I don't know if that dates back to
Puritans.
Probably.
Yeah.
And women were corseted, and
sure,
it was in the 20s, and women were trying to bind them up to make themselves appear more flat-chested. So this has been in our society for a long time now, and it starts early on with little girls.
Well, and breasts equal sex. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I go to the mall with my 12-year-old son, and I want to shield his eyes when we walk past the lingerie shops. You know, they have these push-up bras where the chest is up to the chin, and it's completely like a sexual type ad. So I think what's happened in our society, you know, that's why breastfeeding can be so faux pas in public, because people equate seeing a breast to a sexual experience, and mm-hmm, it's not the case. I mean, you were talking about in other countries how different it is.
Oh, it's completely different. There are societies around the world that just do not even have access to bras, and it's never even an issue because that society has developed a culture where women are bra free constantly. There's other societies like Fiji, which is one of the studies that I found in my research, where half of the women have adopted the Western culture and have started wearing bras. And then the other half just haven't done it. And I assume that's going to pick up with younger generations. More women will wear bras.
So what are you saying? Wearing a bra is bad for
breasts? Well, what did the study show?
Well, the Fiji study showed that even within the same village where they're genetically related, so mom, daughter, aunt, cousin, and they all have virtually the same diet, same lifestyle, the women who wore bras were the ones who developed breast cancer.
Interesting.
Yes. So there's a lot of theories as to why this is occurring, and a lot of statistics that really do show wearing bras more than 12 hours a day increases your risk of breast cancer. And in cultures where women do not wear bras, have the same rate of breast cancer as men.
Which is quite small. I mean, you don't hear men getting breast cancer.
No.
Wow. Okay, so tell us just briefly before we go to break what wearing a bra does to the breast. I mean, I guess it constricts. I mean, it
absolutely. That's the biggest problem with them is they change the shape of the breast. They hold them tightly against the body and compress the tissue, and also do not allow for movement. So compressing the tissue prevents the lymphatic system from draining properly and the ducts and the glands within the tissue to drain. It's just not able to happen. And without movement, you're not able to move that fluid through the breast either. So it sits in the breast and ends up turning into a cyst and then a fibroid and eventually, in a lot of cases, cancer.
So oftentimes cysts and fibroids are precursors to developing cancer.
That's been shown over and over in studies that fibroids are definitely a precursor to cancer.
Wow. Okay, so I know that one solution is to allow movement. So when we come back from break, we can actually talk about how doing braless jumping jacks is good for your health.
What?
And then for someone, yeah.
Are you guys going to demonstrate?
No.
Oh.
However, you know, someone like me who's like, I would not choose to go braless in public. Are there solutions? Because I do think there's a way to meet or to compromise that will still allow for increased health and less chance of cancer. So let's talk about that when we come back from break.
Yes.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Okay, so Dr. Christina, I get up in the morning and I get out of the shower and I bind these babies tight.
Absolutely.
I don't want any jiggling. I don't want a lot of cleavage. I want to be able to go to work and slightly bend over and adjust people all day and not have people think I'm hitting on them.
You're raining on my parade.
Right, seriously. You know, so that's like your typical day. And I, you know, at lunchtime, I'm still in my work clothes and I finally get home at night. I make dinner for the children and it's finally like maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock and it's time to put my pajamas on and I'm finally taking my bra off.
Right.
So at that point, what you're telling me is because I've given them no movement all day, kind of like, you know, we don't exercise at all. And then we kind of like make up for it in our 1 hour of hard exercise at the gym. So I haven't let them move all day long. And what you're telling me is take off that bra and do some jumping jacks and let them completely move. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
So why would I do that?
Okay. So in order for, like I was talking about before, the glands to properly drain themselves into the lymphatic system, the body was designed to allow them to move. So if you haven't done that all day, you can really amp it up and force that fluid through your tissue. So my regimen is in the morning when I get up, and if I have a chance to on my lunch break, right when I get home and before I go to bed, I do up to 100 jumping jacks with no bra. And the interesting thing is I had a rather large fibroid in one of my breasts. And it was concerning because we're trained to think about, oh my goodness, there's a lump. I should intervene and figure out what's going on. Well, when I started doing this research, I said they actually found that jumping on a trampoline bra-free eliminated fibroids.
Wow.
So I started doing this.
You get things moving. You get the lymph moving.
Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the body can drain. And that fibroid is almost completely gone. And I've only been doing this for about 3 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the other concern. I mean, the reason that you'll see these lingerie stores with the whole, you know, push-up bra is because that's attractive. And
yeah, I run to the mailbox to get Victoria's Secret catalogs every day. They send a lot of catalogs.
They
too.
Do send a lot of catalogs. I know, and your wife really enjoys buying pants and shirts from there. Well, okay, so then we push them up because we don't want them to sag. Now, and you would think doing jumping jacks or jumping on a trampoline, you would encourage sagging. And what I find absolutely mind-blowing was you basically said in both those situations, the opposite is true.
That's absolutely right. And the reason for that is you have ligaments. They're called suspensory ligaments within your breasts, and they're responsible for holding the breasts up.
Okay.
So if you think about it, if you never use your muscles, they atrophy.
Right.
If you don't use certain thought processes, they atrophy. I wear glasses all day. My eye muscles atrophy. Mm-hmm. So if you never use those ligaments, they get really lazy. And when you jump up and down and you force the little micro tears to occur, when the ligament heals back together, it actually heals tighter. So a study showed, and this correlated even better in larger breasted women, that bra-free women have perkier breasts.
That is incredible.
I'm going to be so breast savvy after the show.
I know.
That I wasn't before.
Well, but. And that information, not what Mike said, but what you said, Christiane, that information makes me want to just take my bra off right now.
Absolutely. Mike?
Go team. Go team.
Poor Mike has been so constrained.
I'm being really good.
He's actually being really good. Yeah. I gave him a talking to before we started the show.
Yes. I got scolded before the show even started.
Okay, so here's my strategy with this new information that I've learned. I don't actually put my bra on for the day until I'm leaving the house as much as possible. I have two kids that have children, other children around all the time, neighbors and friends over. So I do have what I call sleep bras that are minimally supportive. They're basically just enough to kind of make it be a little more modest, say underneath a pajama type shirt.
It's right. Kind of sad you guys have to be that paranoid about that. You know?
It truly is. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But yeah, and that's just the comfort level that I'm at with these teenage boys running around my house. And if you think about like nursing bras, the sleep bras are very similar to that. I get some at Target. So that's like if I'm around the house casual, but there's very minimal support with them. And then if I come home for lunch, or if I come as soon as I get home for the day, and especially if there's no extra children around, I am bra free.
Absolutely. And you're teaching Mackenzie that that's okay.
That's true. And it really, if you think about it, minimizes how many hours a week you're wearing a bra. I mean, mm-hmm. you could cut that time in half just by being diligent of taking it off when you don't need to wear it. Or, in the summertime, I'll wear the little built-in bra camisoles, mm-hmm. And try to minimize as much as I can depending on what I'm wearing. But there's a lot of women who are fairly small-chested that really don't have to wear a bra. And in those cases, it just makes sense, even if you wear a camisole underneath, but just to go braless.
Absolutely.
Maybe for special events or something, put mm-hmm. a bra on.
Or if it's going to be very cold.
Well, and I think that, and maybe this is a good way to end the segment, a lot of it is, this relationship we have with our breasts as women. Mm-hmm. It's learning that, they're not just a plaything for men to look at. They serve a purpose, especially if you've had children, if you've breastfed. They're a functional part of our body. And because they've been created as this erotic part of our body for so long, we tend to have this love-hate relationship with our breasts.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, the breasts are external organs. They're meant to not be smashed into and made part of our body. They're external. I mean, it's kind of like men and testicles, right? I mean, there's been all this research. People know now that if you wear too tight fitting of underwear, right, there's a higher risk of testicular cancer. I mean, you talked about that, correct?
Cyclists have the highest rate of testicular cancer because they wear very tight shorts and then they're compressed against a seat all day. And we know that men will have low sperm count if they're wearing tight underwear, and they're encouraged to wear boxers instead because they were designed to be away from the body, allowed to move, and held at a cooler temperature, which is something we're going to talk about in the next
segment.
Maybe
we should do a show on testicles.
I'm considering that the men in the office were they felt a little slighted. So they're looking forward to some type of men.
Well, she didn't allow men in the workshop because we wanted women to be able to talk freely. Yeah. And we actually had some really interesting conversations.
We have issues too.
I know.
Yeah. We'll work on those, Mike. Okay, it's going to take a while.
All right. I know. Yeah. Jenny's been working on it for 3 years.
Oh my. It just takes time. And this is part one. So actually part two of breast health, we're going to get into more of the science. We're going to talk more about breast cancer awareness and what that's meant. But to close the segment, I just want to hear more about how, as women, we should view our breasts.
The most important thing I want anyone to take away from this is, regardless of how often you feel you're forced to wear a bra, or whatever your family history is of breast cancer or conditions that you may already have, if you love yourself and love your breasts and tell yourself on a regular basis that that is the case, it will change your health. And this has been proven with epigenetics, that the thoughts that you think create hormones in your brain that travel through your blood, and then your cells eat that. So if you are thinking negative thoughts, mine are too saggy, they're too big, they're too small, whatever, if you change your thinking and decide that you love your breasts and they serve you and you're happy with how your body is created, your body will create more dopamine, and that's going to travel through your blood. Your cells are going to eat that. It is critical to make sure you tell yourself that you love yourself and your body every day in order to have optimum health.
You heard it here on For the Health of It. Love your tatas and let them hang free.
Amen.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.